Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Dog, I like the thing. It is a fresh new week on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom, that's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Fresh new week. Not stanky yet.
Can't wait.
And it is a fresh new week in the world of a new publationship we have unearthed. We call them Wild and Styles.
Wild and Styles.
So who are Wild and Styles, Bradley?
That's Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
And we recently saw them. They showed up at a wedding together, and then everybody went bonkers. And then they went on a walk together. And occasionally, before, during, and after that walk, their bodies touched in some way or another.
Yeah, well, so obviously they're, you know,
a thing.
A thing.
Now, you may remember that Jason Sudeikis was the partner of Olivia Wilde for, I think, like 9 years or 6 years. The two of them were together. They have two children together. And you may wonder, or not, but I'm going to tell you anyway, how Jason Sudeikis is feeling about this new publationship.
How is Jason Sudeikis feeling about this publationship?
Thank you asking. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking, because we actually know, because Harper's Bazaar is reporting on the mental anguish that Jason Sudeikis is experiencing as we speak, because he's sad.
Aww.
Yeah. Apparently a source talked to Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
Thank you. And explain that Jason Sudeikis was blindsided by Olivia Wilde's new relationship. They had actually, they being Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde, had actually split in the beginning of 2020. He says it's not like the source says it's not like she's rushing into something, but Olivia and Jason talk all the time and they're still close because of the kids. And so it's unlikely. Wait, I thought they said he was blindsided by the news. Anyway, that this is not new news to him, but he is, quote, heartbroken about the split. There's still a lot of love there. He would like to have had hope that maybe there's a way for them to repair things, but that's not possible for them to do when she's dating Harry Styles. So why do you think we're going this angle with, like, sad Jason Sudeikis?
I just think there's a lot going on. There are a lot of timelines that don't add up, because you just ran into that yourself. And if you start digging into any of the, like, actual, I don't want to say reporting, because I would hesitate to call this actual reporting, but if you start to look at any of these tabloid stories in any detail, you'll see very quickly that things kind of don't add up, because there's also this, like, emerging storyline that maybe Harry Styles is a homewrecker. And Page Six has this story, and they're basically saying, exclusive, Harry Styles sparked Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis split, say insiders. And then you go through their telling of the tale, that the story, that the relationship has been going on as far back as October. And okay, of course, if Jason Sudeikis didn't know until October, and they were in a relationship, even though presumably they're, you know, according to other stories, their relationship was over previously.
Right. Then he's not a homewrecker if the home was already
wrecked. But according to these stories, it sounds like their relationship wasn't over when Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles actually got together. Because why would Jason Sudeikis be sad?
Right.
Like, why would he be surprised in any way? So to me, what that says is people, these storylines, whether it's Harry Styles is a homewrecker or Jason Sudeikis is sad, because, like, also who cares about what Jason Sudeikis thinks months after the end of, or almost a year after allegedly the end of their relationship? Why are we talking about him? And I think it's because there are other stories that they don't want us to think about, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Like whether or not this relationship is actually real,
or
Shia LaBeouf,
or...
I'm missing one.
Yes. Holly?
Baby!
Oh,
remember the old rumor?
Right.
The old musty rumor that Jason Sudeikis is the father of January Jones's child.
Mm-hmm. So distraction in this case, you know, now everybody's talking about poor Jason Sudeikis, but maybe he would rather people think about poor Jason Sudeikis than, you know,
January Jones, baby Jones, daddy.
Right?
You know what? There is something to this, too, because if you really want people to chew on a bone, you got to mess the bone up first.
Yeah.
Meaning they're trying to, you know, they're throwing out all these random timelines that don't intersect properly, that if you are a discerning person who's sitting there reading through these stories and going, but wait a minute, I understand how months in a year work and this doesn't add up right.
Yeah.
Then you're busy chasing your tail about that and not thinking about the things they don't want you thinking about, like January Jones' baby and Shia LaBeouf. By the way, the Shia LaBeouf thing is that originally she had hired Shia LaBeouf to play a role in this movie that she's directing that Harry Styles is now taking the role of, and she's not keen to answer a whole lot of questions about why he was let go from that role.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And again, let's just do the math. So, according to Page Six, an insider told them that the relationship with Harry Styles, that is Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, has been going on as far back as October,
mm-hmm.
which left Sudeikis distraught. But there were reports that Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde had split early in 2020.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this Entertainment Tonight, It's a Real Good Show report says, is that they split in the beginning of 2020, which to me, beginning of 2020 equals first quarter.
Yeah. But other sources say that are close to the couple. In fact, the couple broke up in early November, citing Olivia's relationship with Harry as the main reason for the split. So there is a problem with the narrative here, and who knows what is true. But at the very least, if you and I believe, as I think we rightly do, that this is a publicationship between Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, and, you know, again, I don't know what they're actually doing on their off time. Maybe they're, you know, they've consummated their publicationship or not. It's almost irrelevant. That if that's the case, then you have to ask yourself, why are reports about Harry being a homewrecker or Olivia and Jason not breaking up until Harry came along suddenly emerging? Like, what's the point of that?
Right.
And I'm not saying there's an answer.
Right.
I'm just saying that's where this brings us, because I can very clearly see now that people are going to be like, ooh, Harry's a homewrecker, which, you know, kind of is like, that's not a bad thing, right, in tabloid world. Like, oh, he was so hot and couldn't be helped.
Do we know anything? I'm curious, because that just sparked something in me. Do we know anything about the role he's playing in this project of hers? Like, is he like some sort of like rugged, you know, like a detective with a bad attitude and a history that, you know what I mean? Like, does that narrative help push the project at all, I guess, is my question. I don't know the answer to that, because I don't know enough about the project that they're working in, but something tells me if Shia LaBeouf was going to play the role that he's playing, that this is going to be some sort of ne'er-do-well. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, all things are possible, but something is afoot, because these stories are like they're competing for like the truth. Like, only one of them can be true. Like, either Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis broke up in the first part of 2020, or they broke up in early November. And as to why, I don't know. But that's what remains to be seen. So I think we need to watch this publicationship, because it hasn't quite. You know, either
it
that
hasn't
or it's
blossomed entirely yet.
Either that, or Jason Sudeikis just is trying to get some headlines off of whatever storylines.
You know, and interestingly enough, can we bring it back to a little tasty blind item?
Oh, I wish we would.
That was published over the weekend. Blinded by the item. Now, I'm going to bring this to the conversation, since we're pondering, you know, what is the actual storyline here? What is the truth? I'm just going to paraphrase this. That the tabloids understand that this is a fake relationship.
Mm.
But the tabloids want clicks from Harry Styles stans. So they pretend with everything that they have that this is an actual relationship.
Okay, so I'm so glad you said that, because I was going to say, let's take three steps back to actually talk about what evidence do we actually have that they're in a relationship at all. Neither of them have confirmed it, and all we've seen is one picture of them showing up at a wedding together and another set of pictures of them on a walk with a group of three other people.
Right, and the only actual article that leads us to believe that they're quote-unquote dating is a People.com exclusive. And what do you guys say about People.com exclusives?
The call is coming from inside the house.
And the call would be coming from Olivia Wilde's house in this case.
Mm.
So think about that.
And what does the People exclusive say?
Well, the People exclusive is like, oh, yeah, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, they've been dating for a few weeks. Okay. They like to hang out together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, paraphrasing.
Okay. Well, and you're right. If they get clicks from the Harry Styles stands, that means when this project comes to fruition, they're all going to be wanting to pay attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they get butts in the seats of theaters, if indeed.
But then why,
we're having butts in theaters.
But then why this separate line of Jason Sudeikis suddenly showing up?
I don't know. That feels like a piggyback move to me.
Yeah, well.
Like little Derek Huff situation.
Could be.
Little Huff on the side. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Colleen and Bradley show, is Elizabeth with us today? Elizabeth Reese?
Yeah.
Is bringing us all. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the initials on.
Oh, that's just
a leftover.
That's a leftover brain body reflex.
Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The one and only Elizabeth Reese is joining us, and she's brought a heap and helping of dirt. It's a dirt alert. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, hi, gang. How are ya?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Monday. I'm so glad.
Me too.
I love this headline today from Page Six. It says, behind the scenes at Bachelor Resort. Condoms in trees.
What?
Sex in the air.
Never.
That's what's
condoms
been happening at the
trees.
Yeah.
Sex in the air.
Oh, so God. The resort. So they're shooting at this place in this luxury resort in Pennsylvania outside of Pittsburgh.
So wait, are they having sex in the trees?
I guess.
Okay.
So here's what the resort CEO said about the show shooting at the location. Because, you know, normally it's shooting at the Bachelor Mansion, which is a private residence that those people rent out to the producers of The Bachelor every year.
I bet that place pays for itself.
Oh, yeah. And they've got multiple homes.
Yeah,
so they probably just moved to another one.
They're like, we're not there
anyway. Yeah, we're not there anyway. Just go and hang out. So here's what the CEO of the resort in Pennsylvania said, which I'm sure is just loving this publicity. And, I mean, it is stunningly beautiful. And they say, she said, sometimes there's some hanky-panky going on where it should not have been. But I can't tell you everything that was going on. We're on 3,000 acres, so there's a lot of land and a lot of woods out there. There were a lot of things going on inside and outside of the hotel all the time.
Oof.
And the CEO said, we actually found a used condom in the tree branch.
Oh, what?
Well, and you know what I want to know is, you know, if they looked in the people, where would they find tree branches? I'm just saying, like, if they like left something behind, they took something with them.
There's a stick hanging out
somewhere.
Of your pants.
Yeah. Okay.
You have a butt stick.
It's a really cool space, though. So it's a 45, it holds $45 million worth of art.
Oh.
And so that's part of like this beautiful mansion. I mean, which you can see if you're watching it or you look at screenshots of it, you can see gorgeous works of art everywhere.
Where is it again? What, like?
It's in Pennsylvania. Okay. It's like an hour outside of Pittsburgh, I guess.
Neat.
It's in, what's the city called? Oh, the resort is called Nemacolin. Mm. Ask Steve about it. He knows all about it because he grew up outside
of his backyard.
Yeah, so he knows about it. So The Bachelor airs Mondays, so that's why we're getting this fun little juicy gossip, because the second episode will be tonight. I haven't watched it. I got to catch up.
From what I understand from a friend of mine who is a enthusiastic Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I like this person.
The whole franchise.
Already.
You would love this person. She said it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's then smoking actually, hot like fire.
She, you know, I did. I'm easily swayed. I had a moment of weakness where I was like, should I watch this season?
Yeah, you should.
Okay, I might. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Go
I'm going to catch
it.
Up, and I'm gonna, and then I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah,
Well, although Jay, my husband, told me he might be out.
What?
And he thinks he might be done. That's our thing. Monday nights are our thing. We drink wine, we fold laundry, and we watch The Bachelor.
So isn't that marriage in a nutshell?
Well, he's going to still have to fold the laundry. Mm-hmm. He's not getting out of that. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't want to watch The Bachelor, fine. Take the laundry to another room and you can do it.
I like that.
While you watch Price is Right reruns.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever you want to put your eyeballs on.
So Harry Styles is reportedly a reason for Olivia Wilde's split from Jason Sudeikis. He was the one. So,
we're not buying that.
Yeah, we're not, because the timeline is a mess.
It's a little bit weird. Yes, a second source is saying the engagement was called off early last year. Harry was in no way the reason for their split. You know, they were engaged for 7 years. She's 36. Jason Sudeikis is 45. And another insider telling Us Weekly she was already done before she moved on with Harry Styles. They have a son together, she and Jason Sudeikis. Otis is 6, and then a daughter, Daisy, who's 4.
Mm. I'm going to say something, and I don't want people to, like, this is just my opinion.
Yeah,
for
just
what
shut
it's
down
worth.
Your email for a few minutes.
A 7-year engagement tells you, I don't know, that maybe the marriage was not actually going to happen.
Some people, that works for them, and then others, it's like it's just not. It's like you're moving
so
on,
diplomatic.
But you're not there.
7 years, it's like, what,
look what happened when Brad and Angelina got married, though.
Yeah, right?
Maybe it was like, well, we don't want to do what they did.
Right.
And wasn't that the way with Jennifer Aniston and
Justin Theroux?
Yeah.
They were together for a long time, then they got married.
I don't know if they were engaged, but...
I think they were engaged for a while.
Yeah, I guess maybe I just don't understand, to me, like a long engagement is a couple years, 3 years, maybe.
If you're going to be engaged and have children, I mean, you can do whatever you want, right. But yeah. I'm not sure.
But
what
at that
the
point, you just
is.
Kind of say we have a partnership. That's our life. Like which is a different, which is fine.
Well, and I guess that's what I wish like people would recognize that, right? Like if you were to just say we're in a relation, like that the relationship would just be enough and that whatever is going on between the two of you is that's your relationship and that's your choice.
But if you keep saying you're engaged to be married, then it seems like someone's holding back on making that happen.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder.
It totally does. It's fair. Michael B. Jordan going Instagram official with his relationship with Lori Harvey after months of romance rumors. Boy, these two are a beautiful couple, by the way.
I mean,
like super hot people.
Yeah.
Holy buckets.
Okay, I got to see her because I don't...
She's Steve Harvey's daughter.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She's so beautiful.
Holy buckets.
And he is just ridiculously good looking.
Yeah, he's a 10.
Yeah, they make totally an is. Ugly, ugly ass couple.
I mean, look at the pictures of them together. It's like...
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we really are gorgeous. The couple that comes with the frame in the photos.
Yes.
That you'll 100%. Never live up to, and you'll put your stupid pictures in this frame, and you'll never look like that, but here we sold you the frame anyway.
But I do just want to sit with the fact that, like, that he now has... a relationship with Steve Harvey.
I know.
Which that feels like a handful to me. I'm just saying.
Totally does.
Well, a lot of awkward holiday meals.
Yeah. Steve Harvey, though, is a person to me that, like, he's just a flawed character. And I like that. Because I think, too, when you make, like, such a professional blunder as he did by announcing the wrong name of the, you know, Miss Universe or whoever it was. And then he just kind of owned it and then went forward. It's like, well, what else do you do? I just kind of like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm like remembering a lot of rumors about his on set.
Like not nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when he
wouldn't let people look at him in the hall and gosh. Stuff like that. You know, no big deal.
Come on, Steve.
Kind of the same rules that Bradley and I have.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to look at us.
But
it's actually, it benefits you.
Usually you guys are like, because I have something on my shirt.
Right, exactly.
Well, I was going to say that's more of a safety precaution, because otherwise we'd all turn to stone if we did.
Right, how true that is.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of people you might turn to stone if you look at, let's talk about Kim Cattrall. And this new Sex and the City, the story continuing, which people are just over the moon about. I mean, when I saw this post last night, I saw it reposted so many times. It is very, very exciting. It's going to be called And Just Like That. It's HBO Max's new show featuring Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis. Obviously not featuring Kim Cattrall. And the headline today, Sarah Jessica Parker says she'll miss Kim Cattrall in the Sex and the City reboot, which I'm sure just made Kim like throw her computer when she saw that.
Yeah, like the rage was real. And I'm sure when she said it in the first place, it was said through gritted teeth.
Well, here's what happened. One commenter wrote on Sarah Jessica Parker's Instagram, "Happy to see you back, but we'll miss Kim slash Samantha." Samantha was, of course, Kim Cattrall's character on Sex and the City. Sarah Jessica Parker replied, "We will too. We loved her so. X."
Okay, so what's interesting about that, like, I could interpret that one of two ways. Like, but I think what she's saying is we'll miss the character. And maybe
that's,
not the person.
That's the
so
kind.
Much.
That's the kind reaction.
Right.
I don't know.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you for all that great dirt.
Nice to be with you.
Nice to have you with us. And we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right, you win a prize on MyTalk 1071. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30 seconds pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Laura.
We've got Laura on the line. And what is Laura playing for?
Laura is playing for this.
A fabulous MyTalk 1071 t-shirt.
Fabulous. Hey, Laura, are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I sure am.
Okay. Well, the timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go.
Okay.
Mr. Big is the significant other of what Sex and the City character?
Carrie Bradshaw.
Who is the current editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine? Young Sheldon is a spinoff of what sitcom?
Big Bang Theory.
What is the name of Kim Kardashian's solutions wear line?
Skims.
Staying Alive and You Should Be Dancing are songs on what movie soundtrack?
Laura, I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today, but you can try again tomorrow. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. All right, let's go back and answer the questions she did not get correct.
Okay, Staying Alive and You Should Be Dancing are songs from what movie soundtrack?
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday. Who is the current editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine?
Anna Wintour.
Yes.
And now that we've answered all of those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has selected for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Oh, I got to turn on my mic. Happy Monday.
It helps. Hi. It helps us hear you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Here's our first celebrity gossip mystery. Let's talk about this one, which is confirmed. Speaking of A-plus list, mostly movie actors, Anti-Lawyer has written extensively about the bizarre antics of this one before. Apparently, about the time he was going through the strange wedding thing, he also got a woman pregnant who happened to be hooking up with one of his offspring.
Bizarre antics. Strange wedding thing.
Yes.
Is that, that's probably a good clue. We should know what strange wedding thing he might be talking about.
The strange wedding things made headlines when they were happening, I would say 2 years ago-ish.
Okay. Strange wedding things. So, but he also clearly has a child,
yes,
probably a son who's of age and dating women that he's sleeping with. Is that the impression I'm getting?
Yes.
Okay, so it's got to be a man of a certain age. Who has adult sons?
Tom Hanks.
What? Yeah, he does have an adult son.
He has several.
I was just going with A-plus list and adult sons.
I mean, the only other one I can think of, but that would be weird, is Tom Hanks?
That's what she I just said.
Oh, I thought you said, do you know what I thought you said? I thought you said Tom Cruise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Also, but you know what would be interesting? What if it's Tom Hanks?
Stop it.
Okay. Okay, back to A-plus list actors with adult sons that are not Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
There's something very fishy about this story.
Ooh, something fishy.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Sushi. Who? Mr.
John
Carp.
Mackerel. Something fishy.
Tina yes. Tuna. No.
That would be a good entertainer name.
Is the fishy the name of the, is it like associated with the name of the person or their a project that we know them from?
Fish no.
Fish called Wanda?
No.
Splash?
John Cleese?
Maybe it's Tom Hanks.
Splash.
You actually get that
Thank
just for
you,
that. So
but it's
well
not
played,
correct.
But it's
Fine.
Not correct. All right. No, I say fishy because think about an actor.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Who has been associated with.
That's nasty. I didn't know he had an adult son.
Yes, he does. He has a fully adult son. So let me fill in the blank for you. So NT Lawyer has written extensively about the bizarre antics of Nicolas Cage. And apparently about the time that Nicolas Cage was going through the strange wedding thing, remember he got married, divorced, and all sorts of things in Las Vegas with a woman. That happened. But at that time, Nicolas Cage also got a woman pregnant who happened to be hooking up with one of his sons.
That's so gross.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
That dude is just like, does he have to do all the nasties? Like, could you just pick one? Like, the fish thing wasn't enough.
No, I think you got to go all in or all out.
By the way, he likes to get freaky with fish. That's what we're talking about, according to our sources.
Yeah, according to several sources that have told NT Lawyer, in different parts of the world, one in Croatia and one in Boston, Nicolas Cage has gone into fishmongers, asked for whole fishes, went to the bathroom and then left them behind.
Oh, it's so gross.
So gross.
All right, can we next.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery to solve. If you thought things were bad during filming, the finished product is even worse. The producers of this film starring a foreign-born illiterate singer are glad it won't have a full box office release because it will be a huge flop. They're hoping streaming will disguise some of the horror of the box office numbers that would be happening.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, forget it. Sorry. For some reason, I missed the illiterate singer piece.
Because you were thinking of...
I was thinking of Tom
Mission Kurt, Impossible.
Tom Hanks. Yeah, no, I was thinking about Mission... I really was thinking about Mission Impossible. And then I realized I was... Totally wrong on the wrong track.
The producers of it.
Foreign-born illiterate singer.
Yeah, so think about the star of the movie.
Oh.
Uh-huh. You got something there, Trainer?
This isn't James Bond.
No. This is going to be the singer's first attempt at starring in a movie.
Oh, yeah. Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? It's not Cinderella.
Yeah, it's Cinderella.
It's Cinderella. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the producers, if you thought things were bad during filming, the finished product is even worse because the producers of the adaptation of Cinderella starring Camila Cabello are glad it won't have a full box office release because it will be a huge flop. They're hoping streaming will disguise some of the scary box office numbers that this Cinderella adaptation would have.
Mm-hmm. Why does this not surprise us?
Well, I mean, because we saw it coming a mile away. I mean, this is not a good... it just doesn't seem... Also, just like, can we be... I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Be you. Say your feelings. If you hold on to them, they'll fester inside of you and eat you alive.
I want
to
swear.
Okay, don't do that, though. Mm-hmm. That's where I draw the line. Mm-hmm.
Do we need another princess movie?
Like, no.
Need another princess movie?
Negatory.
And by that, I mean, do we need another fairy tale movie? Like,
no.
I don't want to pick on princesses.
They can handle
but,
it.
But, like, I just... What? What?
No.
And also, Cinderella?
Yeah.
Haven't
we heard that story already?
I don't know why that just rubs me the wrong way, but then it's just like, this is just an attempt to make money off of... the same tired old thing. And I just feel like we've all been through a thing where, like, we don't need to put up with.
Right.
We don't need to put up with.
We don't need your fantasies anymore.
Tired old public domain stories.
Like, it's not like we're all rushing to the theater to see what's on offer. You know what
True.
I'm saying?
Truth.
You could just hold back until we get something good.
Also, rewind. This is not a Disney Cinderella experience, right?
No.
Right.
Let us all remember that Cinderella is a public domain fairy tale.
So this isn't even.
Yeah.
It's It's
yeah. I want the Cinderella, and now surely you'll tell me which one that is, and probably Holly will know because it's like for offer on the Criterion Collection, and it was done by Federico Fellini. Is that his first name, Federico? Anyway, Mr. Fellini. I want the real like Cinderella.
Oh yeah, like where they cut off their feet and their toes.
gritty. Yeah.
And the mom Cinderella. Is like stuck in a tree, right? Like, doesn't she live in, like her spirit is in a tree?
She is. She's with the condoms at the Bachelor.
Now I'm here for that.
Just waving in the breeze. Ooh.
Waving in the breeze. Yeah. So I will say, if you do want to watch a Criterion fairy tale, I highly recommend the Jean Renoir version of Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you.
See, I knew she would have something to say.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. You guys will be able to solve this. It should take about 5 minutes of discovery to establish that it was the Mominger who leaked all the damaging information to the tabloids about a mother of one of her grandchildren. That should set off some fireworks.
That would be Kris Jenner. And that would be talking about Black China.
Black China is like target number one for Kris Jenner.
Big time.
Yeah. So
I think the feeling is quite mutual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it should take about 5 minutes of discovery to establish that it was Kris Jenner who leaked all the damaging information to the tabloids about Black China. Now, the NT lawyer says that should set off some fireworks because remember, that lawsuit between the Kardashian Jenners and Black China is still ongoing.
Holly Roberts, you did a great job of selecting wonderful blind items today and putting up with our ridiculousness.
It wasn't Tom Hanks.
Thank you. It's not Tom Hanks.
But was it Tom Hanks?
Is everybody sure it wasn't? All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, another publationship. This one involves, what did we call them? What did we decide to call? Sharna and Brian Austin Green.
Sharnarnar.
Shreen.
No, Shreen.
Berg. Anyway, we don't have a name for them yet.
Sharna.
But it doesn't matter because we're going to talk about them anyway. And Sharna has some things she'd like you to know about their relationship.
Okay.
Stay tuned to find out what Sharna thinks after this on My Talk 107.1.
Sharna thinks.
Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, you know.
Great. Neat. Cool. We gotta talk about this story about Sharna Burgess. Is it Burgess? Burgess? Whatever. Burgess. Sharna Burgess, who was seen on a hot, steamy Hawaiian vacation with Brian Austin Green. But the two of them are being super cagey about the fact that they're probably definitely in a relationship. Okay, so this is so rich. I want you to go on this journey, and I know you are going to be able to tell me exactly what's going on here.
All right.
Because I have faith in you.
Okay. Listening, standing by.
So, step one, on Friday night, she went to her Instagram story and said to her followers that she wanted them to submit their burning questions about, quote, ready, love, life, advice, all the things. Okay? So she embossed an invitation to them to dole out advice about love, life. I'm sorry, questions about love,
I was gonna
life,
say questions.
Advice, yeah. And all the things. Okay? So invitation. Well, what do you think happened then?
Oh, wait. Are you and Brian Austin Green doing it?
Yeah. So many questions like that. And her response was as follows. LOL. Y'all don't give up on this one. It's almost impossible to fish out real questions amidst the ones about my relationship status. I say this with love and kindness. Let it go.
Jeez.
She is a mess.
That's called gaslighting.
Thank you.
And we should have a sound effect for gaslighting. I don't know what that would
be. Probably
a fart.
Yep.
Yeah. She has lit some gas and it stinks like booty.
Yep.
So here's the thing. She knew what she was doing, and she, because nobody cares,
right?
Like most days, like who are the Sharna Burgess super fans? That's like a That's like a Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, Holly Roberts super fan. I mean, you are
amazing. Apologies to the two of you. Yes. Apologies to the two of you.
And no those offense. those three people actually are named Chip, Jamie,
and Matt.
And not all the time, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. True dat.
Like, maybe 3 out of 7 days a week. Mm. Anyway, the
you're
moral
being,
of the story
you're being
is...
being generous.
The moral of the story is, like... A Sharna Burgess understands when she asks that question what she's doing.
Yes!
Because she does understand that she is a celebrity and that she will get headlines for this. So, like, in that sense, I want to honor her hustle, but I, but mm-hmm. like, nobody cares. You just come out and say, Hi. I know you guys are interested.
And I want you to ask me a lot of questions about it, but then I'm going to pretend like it's not actually happening.
Yeah. Like, why didn't she just say, like, I know y'all are, like, curious. Aren't you guys curious that I'm, like, doing it with Brian Austin Green?
But instead what she did is she got a big greasy worm put it on a hook.
It's not nice to call Austin Green a greasy worm.
And she dropped her line in the bay and hoped that all the fish would come to it.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. It's so obvious.
She's gone fishing.
Yeah. And the worst part is that, like, because we're dumb creatures, everybody fell for it, right? Like, she asked for them to ask questions and everybody responded the way she wanted them to.
Anybody who follows Sharna Burgess knows that she's been with Brian Austin Green. Right. So it's just like who's the person that's like, well, actually, I was wondering, are you a fan of wallpaper?
Right. Or, like, nobody's
gonna... Or like just paint.
Okay, wait. I have more for you though.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not done.
All
because
right.
So then she follows that whole thing with answering a question that was put forth by another Sharna Burgess fan about her prioritizing happiness and falling in love with herself first. And she said, quote, best thing I ever did, heart emoji. Well, one of them, I don't know what that means, but falling in love with herself first, right? So she's like, I'm so great. I love me most. Okay, but here's the thing I wanted to tell you about. The reports are as follows about this lovely getaway that the two of them had
in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, they stayed at the Four Seasons. That doesn't matter, except for that it's the place where Brian Austin Green got married to Megan Fox.
That's sleazy.
So now you know what was happening there. That was a message.
Yeah.
That was...
Oh, for sure. That's a secret message to Megan Fox.
Yes.
And here's the middle finger. Can you, you know... Can you hear my middle finger?
Yeah. Do you want me to turn it up?
Yeah.
So anyway,
I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see some sort of Megan Fox
response.
Be careful, because for some reason that word was going to come out wrong.
Thank you.
Be very careful.
Mm-hmm. Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. I feel like she has no Megan Fox to give.
I think you're right. I think we've seen that for quite some time.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a response.
Like, we're actually going to get video of them doing it somewhere.
Well, actually, what's interesting is...
Oh, is there already one?
No, I think it's just... Was it in this article that I saw? Mm. It must be in this video that this article links to, that there was a picture of... Megan Fox and Mercedes.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Mercedes.
Automatic Rifle Kelly.
Yeah. There's a picture of them?
Yeah, there was a picture, and I thought, oh, maybe, and then I was like, no, that's this article. That's why you just saw that.
Yeah.
So anyway, the moral of the story is I wouldn't be surprised if there's a response, because to your point, this is a big fat middle finger to Brian or to Megan Fox.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the dumb thing about it is, like, the you know, Sharna Burgess trying to be cagey about this, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. People, don't fall asleep on the job.
Yep.
Okay? Look at the pictures of the two of them frolicking on the beach. That is not a couple that's trying to do anything in secret.
No.
They called them paparazzis and they showed up and took the pictures.
And we saw a lot.
Thank you.
In those photos.
Oh, we did.
Let's go to Roast Long beef. John Silver's.
All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what's the streaming service that's the best value for the money? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 107.1.